Ray Foley on Today FM.
Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby, this is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Adam, good afternoon. Do you want to do a few more of these, actually, on the things you've never done?
We've had loads of them.
0874 100 102. By the way, Ray's here, JP's over, Nettie's here as well, Nett Freeman.
Hi, gang.
Brenda says, I've never had a mobile phone run out of battery life. I think I'm the same. I'm quite obsessive about my battery not running out, and I always have a power pack with me.
I'd be the same, but I've definitely had a phone run out of battery, for sure.
Very, very rarely my phone would ever run out of battery. Very rarely my phone would ever get below 70%.
Really?
Yeah, I'm obsessive about having it charged. Like even now, I've got chargers everywhere I go. I'm either charging it or I've got a power pack.
I never let it charge for long enough. It's kind of like the car. I'd never filled up enough diesel. I'd always be like in the red.
Sheena says, hang on. A phone run out of battery life. Never cooked a chicken. Never eaten a Skittle. Never eaten a Skittle. Wow.
Maybe she's more
of
a...
They're full of E's and stuff.
I don't think that's actually a thing anymore.
It is. They're terrible things that you...
I think Euro fixed all the E-numbers.
Do they?
I'm just assuming that we're living in a much safer world.
Just a hangover from my youth.
Brenda, love the show. Hey, Sheena says, I've never had my nails done. You've never had your nails done. I've never had my nails done. Yeah, Nettie, you've never had your nails done?
I have, but I don't like the feeling of it.
Same as massages and stuff. I don't like other people doing things to me.
Oh, do you not?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I like massage.
Come here, son. guys, I've never eaten beetroot, from Steve. Beetroot.
Yeah.
I like beetroot, but I can see
Would
why
Would you
someone...
like beetroot? Beetroot, no, or Jesus, beetroot,
no.
In the jar?
Oh, God, no. No, no, you're raw beetroot, like beetroot.
Yeah, yeah.
No, natural.
Natural,
no,
stuff.
God, no.
You want it doused in vinegar.
No, I've had it, but no, I wouldn't. Aidan Monin says, I've never been on a holiday abroad. Oh, my God. I've never been on a holiday abroad, and I've never been on a plane, as I don't have a passport. But Aidan, get a passport then.
Doesn't every citizen have a passport, no?
No, you have to apply for it.
Yeah, only when you're going away. You need one. Otherwise, you get all your... your number, your tax number and all that. That's separate. Is there a citizen's card? You don't have to have that either, though, is it?
I don't know.
Lisa
look
says...
Look at if he's happy.
Yeah, look at if you're happy. But if get a passport, and then it gives you at least the option of getting on a plane and going abroad. Lisa, I'm a lady of a certain age. I've never been married, even though I've been engaged twice, but at least I'll never be divorced, so it's win-win. Well, it's not all is not... Well, it is win-win. But there's every chance that you may yet get married, so I wouldn't be ruling out just yet. Connor says, I've never owned a vinyl record, never licked icing off a wooden spoon, never had boiling the bag rice, never grown a moustache. You've never grown a moustache, Connor. What are you, 11? And Jennifer says, I've never been fishing, never stubbed my toe, never worn a pair of wellies, never been in County Fermanagh. I did look, because when I was doing the Limerick joke, I thought, is there a county I've never been in? No, I have been in every county pretty much at this stage. Never thrown a coin into a wishing well.
You got to throw the coins.
Just throw it in. Even if there's any amount of water or even a puddle, you got to throw it in.
No, not a euro. It's just small money.
You got to make a wish. You got to...
You got to believe.
Do your thing.
This caught my eye in the Irish Times this week. It's a fellow writing an article, and he says, coming to Ireland, I didn't notice a class divide at first. But then he noticed things that sort of divided between people who were posh and then people who were just regular Joes. And it got me thinking about, what is the tipping point between being normal and suddenly becoming posh? What makes a person or a family posh?
We've done this. It's you, Silver Spoon, going on holidays to France. Having a B-day.
It was a ferry trip to France.
You had a B-day, correct?
A B-day would be a thing. A B-day.
We didn't ask for the B-day. It was in the house when it was built.
Who built the house?
Some developer lad.
Some other fella built the house.
Yeah.
Who liked a nice, clean...
You didn't ask him to build a B-day. A nice, clean behind.
Do you have is there a name on your house?
Yeah.
That's the biggest giveaway, lads, about posh people. They
yes,
name
you're
their
right.
house.
You're right.
So it has a number as well, but it's got a name.
A name of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the builder put the name on the house, or did G put the name on the house?
Oh, I think my mom chose the name of the house.
JP gets so thick when we're like, you're
Chateau
well off.
Chateau Gilmore. No.
Go on.
I'll say I'm not posh, and I'll tell you why. I had my mom cut my hair up until when I was like 18.
Was she a hairdresser?
You can be tight and posh, though.
Yeah, you see...
That's how they have it. Nettie.
That's it.
Sure, isn't that how they have it?
That's how they have it. Isn't money follows money.
Isn't that how they have it?
We had only... This is not fair. We only had one TV for a very long time.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah. Eventually there was a second TV, but back in the day, I knew families that did have two TVs.
How many cars did you have as a teenager in the house?
There was one car up until when I was about maybe 12.
Right, and then after that?
It was two cars.
Wow-wee. Wow-wee. Wow. Big money. And which one was the driver in?
The chauffeur. Yeah. This is nonsense.
Did you have a man out in the driveway polishing the car when you go out shooting pheasant? And he'd be like, hello, Mr. JP.
We used to stretch
the
out...
The dogs are ready for you, sir.
We used to stretch out the milk by watering it down when it started to get a little bit empty. We were posh.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You can be tight and well off. Because that's how they have it. Yeah.
Financially,
that's
smart.
That's generally what it is, you know.
Prudent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can be wealthy and not so posh.
I think my ideas of poshness have changed over the time. I'd say now, I think if you have a garden now in 2025, I think that makes you posh. I think you're a little bit more posh than you think you are.
Not posh, it's just the house you live in.
The house I lived in had a bidet, didn't ask for it.
You had a garden as well, though.
Yeah.
Did any of the...
Well, I'm saying in 2025.
Growing up, did any of the exterior walls of your house touch another house?
No, it's a detached house.
Neither did mine. We were in a detached house as well.
Oh, all of my houses growing up, anywhere I lived growing up, was attached to another house.
God, you really think you're like Angela's ashes over there, don't you? Give it a rest.
Just go through the fields. That's what it was like.
Right. You had one shoe to share between yourself and the brother.
And did you bring turf?
The good shoe. The Sunday shoe. Sunday
best. Come here. Dinner parties. That's definitely, if you're hosting a dinner party.
The type of person that has a dinner party.
Yeah. If you're hosting a dinner party, that's super posh.
Rather than going out with your friends to a restaurant.
Or like just, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I bet
you host dinner parties, right?
I used to, you know, not anymore. No, not since we had kids, really. Not in 13 years have we had a dinner party in our house.
Okay. What about owning a horse?
Oh, geez.
Oh, not living on a farm and owning a horse, but being a part owner of a racehorse or something.
Like a racehorse. Or your kids take riding lessons.
Yes, you're just describing, what, 2007? In Ireland, 2007.
Here's a few things. If you have an electric gate on your house... In other words, you're too posh to push the gate open.
Those gates that slide open. It's a regular house, but you've got notions if you've got one of those fancy gates. Electric it's like a regular gate. House.
Yeah. Notions if someone's looking to kill you.
You're living in a semi-detached house on a regular road and you've got one of these electric gates. Your notions.
If you put a wreath on the front door for the different seasons that aren't Christmas, in other words, Easter or Halloween... You're posh.
We do
that's
that.
That's notions. Oh, I that's seriously that. Posh. It gets my goat.
My wife does that.
Wreaths are for Christmas.
Huh?
They're for Christmas.
Just for Christmas.
Not Easter.
And funerals.
Yeah, but that's your black little thing with the notes on it. You went to boarding school.
Oh, yeah.
That's posh.
He went to boarding school.
Who, me?
No, I'm saying he went to boarding school. And you're talking about your man that went to that
and
type
especially
of...
if, like, you were living in the same county as you were going to boarding school in.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Living...
Unbelievable, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, shit, geez, they all went to boarding school.
My dad went to boarding school. He was sent away from the farm. He went to boarding school.
There you go.
He was one of the brothers who went to the boarding school.
Okay.
Bringing your pet dog on a foreign holiday. That's posh. That is posh. Because you've got to pay for the dog passport and all that jazz. If you've got a coffee machine in your house...
Does an espresso count?
Yeah, it does.
I give you the jog on.
Guys,
The pods.
A kettle will do you.
If you have a piano and bonus points if somebody in the house can play it.
Definitely. Yeah.
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 We don't have a piano.
So my father bought us an accordion in the 80s and for years he wished that somebody would get a tune out of it, but nobody bothered at all. No one bothered.
Wasn't there one we did years ago where if your couch doesn't touch a wall, if the back of your couch doesn't touch a wall, you've got notions. Imagine a house.
There's so much space.
That's it. Yeah. There's like a sideboard or something.
And you have options to put your couch in different places. Like, because you know in Dublin or in the house I live in, we can only have our couch one way.
Notions. 0874 100 102.
If you've got a doctor in the family, even extended family, doctor in the family, posh.
Even extended family.
I had a friend in school.
like a second cousin who's a doctor.
And he had like two sisters and a brother and they were all doctors. He went on to become a doctor. Now he was posh.
So a single doctor in an extended family by association, yeah, elevates
there's partners
all,
in the family.
All of them.
Absolutely.
Like, there could be career criminals, there could be drug dealers, mm-hmm, or
it
whatever. It doesn't matter.
Everybody.
One doctor fixes all.
I think so.
I think that's fantastic.
Here's one. You drive your car into a garage every night.
Into a building. Brick and mortar.
Beside your house.
Yeah.
Right.
I swear.
What about those people, though, with those like those porches for their cars?
You know, like a carport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people that do that as well.
I think people do that in hot countries because they don't want their cars to get...
They do it here, though. It's people
do
that,
they?
Yeah. I've driven past houses and I'm like, what are you doing?
I just want to get this off the road so it won't get hit.
I don't want my car getting wet overnight.
Here's a sentence. If you've ever said this in your life, this proves you're posh. Oh no, we have our own water supply.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Somebody, by necessity though. People have to do that.
Posh.
Notions.
Is that the same for a septic tank?
Yeah.
0874 100102 for your voice notes. I play Chaparral for you.
Spread joy. Be the support.
Race here, JP
Zorlet,
Annette Freeman in the house as
Hi
well.
Gang.
We're talking about notions. JP was reading an article where they were talking about classes. See, this is the thing as well. Classes in Ireland, like in England, they've got a whole like 15 different classes. There's a whole range of tiers. We've got poor people, not poor, like regular poor, like, you know, just regular poor, and then people with notions. And that's it. People who get a blow dry of their hair every couple of days.
Oh, that's mad. Or at least once a week. Who has money for that?
Yeah, that's it. But the that family, you know, everyone, straight away, as I said that, you thought of your one, and then you thought of that family.
Good.
That family have notions.
That same person gets their nails done every week.
They're the ones that we're talking about.
Having a plug-in hybrid. I think that's kind of notion-y.
Having
that's
a
posh.
Having a plug, no, having a, what's the Musk ones?
Tesla.
Yeah, it's a few of those around our way, and it's like, jeez, just look at you with your big screen telly inside in the middle of the car.
That's only a distraction.
Jog on.
What about double bar surname?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Because you're so proud of your family lineage, you want to hold on to the name. So you think you were posh initially, double it up, now you're even posher.
Definitely a certain type of person that does that.
You your own name when you get married.
Yeah.
What's the problem with that? You own an expensive piece of art.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Not the picture that came in the frame.
Yeah.
That's what is in a house.
You call dinner supper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who does that?
The kind of person who has what they call the parlour or a pantry. Another small
parlor's
room.
Different. Parlour's okay, I think. Pantry and parlour are okay. I think parlour's okay. Pantry's a weird one. Because a pantry...
Go on. A parlour's just like an old kind of sitting room. Like, nobody calls places parlours anymore.
I'm confusing me parlours and me pantries. I think if you've got a small walk-in room where the food is and it's not the kitchen, that's posh.
Could I suggest then, could I pause it? If you've got if you've got a dining room.
Absolutely.
A dedicated, like, a Christmas. It's only at Christmas and special occasions. JB looking sheepish over there.
It's a once a year thing, guys. It's only ever used once a year.
Once a year. A whole room. A whole section of the house that's only ever used once a year. A dining room. That whole section is only ever used at Christmas. That's bizarre. That's notions.
So you have a different table at Christmas to the one, the kitchen table. You could eat at a different table. Wait, putting up two Christmas trees.
Absolutely, yeah. That's posh.
Like, stop now. Just stop it.
We do that. We've got...
How do you have... I don't have space for two. I barely have space for the tree I have.
Toilets, an ensuite in the guest room. You know it's notions. I mean, it's bad enough if you've got an ensuite yourself, but if the guest room has an ensuite, that's next level.
We didn't have ensuites. You're joking.
We had sinks in every bedroom, though. A sink. Did you have that? That was
a sink in a bedroom?
Yeah.
For brushing your teeth.
It was built into the wardrobes. And sure, nobody ever used it. You just went to the bathroom and everyone stood around the sink spitting over each other's heads.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's a sink in your bathroom.
In your bedroom. Unnecessary. There's loads of these. 0874 100102. We're nearly out of time. We have a wreath that changes every season. We have a piano, two Land Rovers, two kayaks, and a fancy gate and oceans from Tony. Tony, you're barred. You're too posh for us. Veronica in the Curragh says, people who do their food shop in Marks and Spencers have notions. Yeah, I can see that.
I'd say they're few and far between.
Well, there are people. If you do your whole food shop, aside from go to Marks and Spencers for just a few bits, that you might be like, we treat ourselves and get a bit of Marks and Spencers.
And buy coleslaw. Right.
We'll get the meal deal for two. Only buying a Marks and Spencer's for the meal deal, then you're clear. Grace says, I went to boarding school, not just in the same county, but in the same parish, and we parked the car in the garage. From Grace. Yeah, you're those people. Brona says, you're posh if you were a member of the tennis club in the 80s. Yeah, that makes sense.
What JP's one of them.
No, it was the 90s. The 90s, wasn't it?
Oh, right. Being in a choir.
Being in a choir?
Yeah.
Well, that's notions, is it?
I think that's a bit notion-y.
If you're like over the top holy, if you're like, we've got choir practice. And Sandra says, oh, what about the people who do the readings? Like, there's a couple of families.
Yeah.
There's the families that always do the readings.
They have the keys to the community centre as well.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, because they're trustworthy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like all coming out now. Sandra says, my friend recently told me that when we were kids, we thought we were so posh after... Sorry. What? She told me that when we were kids, she thought we were so posh after she came to my house that she was given Romantica for dessert. So the Romantica for the dessert was like, oh, they're so, that house is so posh over there. It's not your block of HP. Ray Foley on Today FM.